Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the sophomore forward, Shelby Bryland out of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. And first of all, Shelby, what's it like traveling this Thanksgiving and being able to play in a tournament?
I take Thanksgiving as a very, really close holiday to me. So traveling and being with the team also means a lot to me. And we had a Thanksgiving dinner, so that was very nice of our coaches.
What is the challenge of playing an unfamiliar opponent?
I think we didn't really have much to relate ourselves to them, but we came out and did our best.
And how do you prepare for a new opponent when you have less than 24 hours? You don't know much about Sacred Heart. How was it preparing for them?
We actually stayed last night and watched a period of their game against UConn, so we kind of got a feel for them. And then during scout this morning, Matthew made a scout video, and that helped us a lot too, just to get to know their game a little bit.
What are some of their tendencies did you see?
They kind of sit back a little bit, so that'll help us create some offense. And I think in our D zone, we need to pick them up easily. And on their power play, I feel like our penalty kill has been great, so we can handle them. And then our power play, we can get some goals, hopefully.
Playing Quinnipiac, the number four team in the country, it's like week in and week out, you guys are playing the top five teams. What was it like?
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge for us, but I think that we handle it our best. We haven't been on the greatest run with any of those top five teams, but we do our best.
Everybody says Beavers never quit, and they work awfully hard. I know your team is working really hard, but how frustrating is it not to get any scoring?
I think it's very frustrating, but the thing I like to see about our team is we will grind and work till the last minute.
For you, Shelby, you're a sophomore. There's 10 of you on the sophomore class. How nice is it to kind of have that sisterhood of 10?
It does come with a bit of challenges with having so many of us, but it's nice. We always have someone to go to, and we're actually a pretty close class, and we do a lot of things together.
How does your family celebrate Thanksgiving back home?
We always go to my grandma's, and she makes us dinner, and then we always play a card game, Chase the Ace. So kind of sad I'm missing out on that, but I'm with my second family.
Same here. What is your favorite food out of all of Thanksgiving?
Oh, probably stuffing or my grandma's pumpkin pie. Oh,
that sounds really good. How big of a Thanksgiving do you normally have, like, with your family?
At my grandma's, it's usually about, I think, like, 20 of us, I think, about. Kind of have a big family of my own.
What's been your favorite part of road tripping with Beavers?
I think that having the downtime and free time, going on a little bit of an adventure and seeing everything new.
All right, who are you rooming with this weekend?
Maddie.
Okay, so in your downtime after games, do you guys watch TV or do anything?
We actually turned on Netflix last night and then went in to the pool for about a half an hour.
Okay, what are you binge watching on Netflix right now?
The Love Blind or Blind Love or something. We couldn't find anything else and it was on the hot list.
Love it. How hard is it to balance school and hockey?
For me, it's not too bad because I have three online classes and it helps during hockey season because then I kind of have my own structure almost.
Okay, you're in and out of the lineup 50-50 this weekend. How do you pass the time and what do you do while you're watching your teammates play?
I usually just cheer them on and help them out and get prepared for the game.
Shelby, what's it going to take for your team to get a win here?
I think we need to find a way to bury the puck.
Amen. Thanks so much for your time and enjoy the rest of this road trip.
Thank you.